He played well on special teams. Obviously, he goes touchdown and kickoff coverage, tackle at the 15, back-to-back plays, which is an impressive deal. It's part of the job description for him. You know, I think Josh has played consistently well for us on special teams throughout the season. So, you know, plays like that don't surprise me. He has the, you know, play to down the ball at the one as well. Had some opportunities at those so far this year, and, you know, good to see him get that one.
Jeff, on the play he makes to stop the kickoff there at the 15 and split between those two guys, what makes that happen? What puts him in position to make that play?
Well, he read the play extremely well. They have that team had some indicators on where return may be going, so he sees it early. And, you know, at that point it becomes a space play. You know, when you're Josh Bellamy and you're 20 yards of space versus two bigger players, you got to use the things that you have to your advantage. If Josh runs in there and goes toe-to-toe with 700 pounds, you know, that's not a great match for him. But if he can – you know, make those guys move their feet, which he did, and, you know, kind of split them, and he was able to tackle the returner, and he's a fearless guy. I mean, there's some guys who would turn that opportunity down. Josh is not one of them.
How do you sort of characterize his value to your entire operation?
Well, I think what Josh has done this year is he's established himself a little bit more offensively and that they're trusting him more. He's getting some play time there, so – you know, I talked to our guys early on in the year about, hey, you got to find a way to contribute on game day, whatever, you know, way that would be. Josh has found himself in a position to compete on or contribute on four phases, especially when he's picking up, you know, 15 to, shoot, maybe 50 plays, you know, offensively. It's a lot of things, but he's a guy that's going to be up on game day, you know, probably either way. You know, he's created kind of that offensive role at this point and a special teams role, so he brings a lot of energy, he brings a lot of speed, he brings a lot of competitiveness to our group.
What stands out about Crowder punt return?
Production, you know, mostly. I mean, he's gotten loose a couple of times this season on some people. He has outstanding first-step quickness. He can make a guy miss in a phone booth. It's been a minute since we've faced this style of returner. We've seen guys who are really fast. We've seen guys who are strong. He's a little bit undersized, but he's tough. He, you know, the one he had against Baltimore, he broke several tackles and made some guys miss and ran through some people. So he's all around, you know, a challenge in terms of coverage. There's a list of guys that, I mean, name your slot quick, make you miss guy and put him in there. I wouldn't want to compare him to anybody.
How's Daniel Brown been with what you've asked him to do?
He's been good. He's got length. He's got size. He's got speed. He's an intelligent player. His role has kind of fluctuated for us in terms of his, you know, whatever that offensive balance. You know, I cited the deal with Josh. Well, in those games where he's playing 50 plays offensively, we got to take him off a couple things or else he's not going to last, you know, the whole game. And the same thing with Daniel. But everything we've asked him to do, he's played primarily in the return phases so far. But, you know, he's done some good things in coverage in some other games. Pat's been solid. He's been kind of who we thought he is. You know, he's got good velocity on the ball. He's a good size player. More and more you see those guys get experience with different schemes, and he's picked those up. He's learning and reacting better to some of the indicators you may get formationally. I mean, it's just like offensive defense. Hey, it's a trip set, and, you know, this guy's in this spot. You know, it's the same thing when it comes to punt protection. So from that standpoint, it's been good. All his field goal stuff has been pretty good. He had a laces back snap in the San Francisco game, but really it came down to gripping the ball. I mean, those guys have dealt with the elements. You know, the NFL snappers are so good that it's okay. The holder is going to be at 8 yards. How do I need to grip the ball? Because it's going to spend a finite amount of time on the way back there. So when Pat catches the ball, O'Donnell, he can put it down without having to spin it. And For the most part, he's been really good, and he's been on target with both short and long snaps.
Since Pat Mailey retired, the organization's been looking for that stability at that particular position. And obviously, you guys have a competition 2 years in a row.
Yep.
Do you feel like there's any more stability, or do you guys have any more clarity there because of the season that you've seen from him, or we just have to assess it?
Yeah, I thought, and again, I thought in training camp we had two NFL snappers, and I think that was validated. Both those guys are snapping in the league. Pat's done a good job. You know, we see him as the guy going forward. You know, to say from a competition standpoint, that's hard to judge in December what's going to be going on in April and May. But, you know, he's certainly earned the right to be the guy going forward.